So tonight we're going to discuss the Isra of Shabbos called Risuk Shelig. Now, people tell me they can't understand my accent, because I say ice. So ice is I-C-E, ice. I say ice. So anyway, so the Gemara in Shabbos says, Eim raskin lo yisa shelig lo yisa barad. You're not allowed to crush snow or ice on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But the Gemara says, b'shul she'zu b'meimav, you're not allowed to crush the ice in order that the liquid should come out, should be created. But you're allowed to put it into another cup of water, and even though the water will be created from the ice, in the cup of water, it's okay. So there's a big machlekes rishonim. What's the problem with this crushing? Rashi says, Rashi's lashon is b'shem dekamoyled b'shabbos v'dami l'malacha shebayrei hamayim ha'elu. You're creating water from ice, and it's similar to malacha. So the Shevet Alevi explains it's similar to the malacha of Makabe Patish. It used to be ice, now it's water. So that's, Rashi says, that's the Isser of Risuk. The Rajba says, the Rambam, they say it's more similar to Srita. Srita is you take a fruit and you squeeze out the juice, so you're not a squeeze. So to here, you have a ice and you squeeze out into the liquid, to the water, so it's similar to Srita, so it's Xera like Atu Srita. The Sefer HaTrumas, as it's brought in the Ramban and the Ran, the Sefer HaTrumas says it's because it's Noilar Umukta. It's Noilar Umukta. Noilar Umukta. Noilar is a form of Muksa. Noilar, usually a classic example of Noilar would be that if an egg is laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so that thing is like a Yesh Me'ayin. It's a totally new entity, a totally new object. So it's Muksa, you can't move it on Shabbos. So the Sefer HaTrumas says the same thing. The water is a totally new object, so it's Aser. So everyone asks on this understanding of the Sefer HaTrumas, it doesn't make any sense. First of all, Noilad is the Pael Yotze, it's the outcome of something that was created. So that doesn't explain what the Iser is to do the creation. That's just the Muksa that happens afterwards. And second of all, we hold on Shabbos that Noilad is Mutter. There are certain exceptions of Neilad Gamor, where it's mamish like a totally new Yesh Me'ayin, a totally new thing. But it would be very hard to explain how the creation of water from ice is a totally new entity, so much so that it would be Neilad Gamor. So everyone asks on that explanation of the Sefer HaTrumas. But the Rosh, and the Goyin, and many, and Panamiris, and the Shevet Levi, they all explain that the Sefer HaTrumas means not Neilad, but Meilad. Meilad means the Neilad is the outcome of the creation. Meilad is the action to do the creation, to make the creation. So Meilad, which is actually what Rashi says, it's Bayri Mayim, it's a Srach Malacha, and you're Shabayri Hamayim Ha'elu, Rashi says. You're creating the water, you're Meilad, Rashi says. So the Sefer HaTrumas is really the same thing. So what's the Chumrah, what's this difference of the Sefer HaTrumas over Rashi? So they explain, there's two chumras of the Sefer HaTrumas over Rashi. One chumra is, Rashi holds, the Isra of Risuk is only if you actually do Risuk via Dayim. You take your hands or you do a real action with your hands and you crush the water. Or you crush the ice. Or I have my frozen concentrate and I shake it with my hands. I'm crushing with my hands. Or I pour something directly. I'm doing a real action with my hands. That's when Risuk is Aser. Sefer HaTrumas says, no, even if it's not a real action, his example is, he says, let's say I have to have my frozen item and I put it next to the flame. I put it outside in the sun. So I did an action. I put it in the sun, but I didn't crush it with my hands. Sefer HaTrumas says that's also called Risuk. That's also Aser. That's one Chumrah of the Sefer HaTrumas over Rashi. And the other Chumrah is that Rashi holds B'dievet, if I did it, it's Mutter. I'm allowed to benefit. I'm allowed to drink that liquid. Sefer HaTrumas says, no, you can't. So, what's the halach l'maisa? So, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Chaf, he says that mutter, you're allowed to crush, you're not allowed to crush ice, but he says you're allowed to put ice into a warm place next to a fire, next to the sun, near, in the sun, even though it will melt. The Shulchan Aruch says mutter. So, the Shulchan Aruch clearly does not pass him like the Sefer Trumas. He passes like Rashi, the Ramban, that the Malacha is more, the Issa is more similar to either Smita or Meilid. But and in Siman Shinir Ches also, the Shekhanar Paskins, that if I have this empanada, this some type of knish with like a gravy inside or some solidified gravy inside, and I put it next to a flame, so that will to you know make it a little warm. So forgetting about the Isser Bishul, it won't get so hot or whatever, but the gravy inside is going to liquefy. So Shekhanar says it's fine, it's mutter. Again, because we don't pass on the Sefer Trumas. But the Ramah in Siman Shinir Ches says, we're machmer like a Sefer Trumas, and therefore to put it next to a flame or in the sun would be usser, because that action itself of putting it from a cold place into a hot place, which is enabling it to melt faster, you're doing a maisa to cause it to melt, that's also usser. The Rama says that this is only l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it, but if it happens, it's for sure mutter. And Eisa Tzayrich, the Rama says, if you need to do it, then you're even allowed to do it l'chatchila.
Even if it was already engraved to begin with, you just bring it back to its original form.
So, everything's, simply. Ibshim Zalman has a very interesting kula. He says that if I have, let's say it was water by Ben Ashmashis, and then I put it in the freezer right before Ben Ashmashis, so it was water by Ben Ashmashis, then it froze an hour later. So then, since by Ben Ashmashis it was water, so then L'chatchila, everyone would agree, you're allowed to even heat it up to cause it to turn into water. No, I did that before Shabbos. I put it in the freezer before right before Shabbos, but it was still water.
But Ben Shmashis was water.
Yeah.
During Ben Shmashis, I'm putting it.
No, I put it in Friday afternoon, but by Ben Shmashis, it's still water. So then I did. We'll see. So Shmuzaman says, since by Ben Shmashis it was liquid and then it became ice, then I'm allowed to get it back to what it was by Ben Shmashis. Okay.
So putting it in the sun or the next to the fire is not. What about taking it out of the freezer?
Oh, fine. So one second. So.
What about putting it into the
freezer? Also one second.
So
what? If you hold like a Sefer Trumas, the Rama holds like a Sefer Trumas. So what are you supposed to do? I want my soda to be cold. So I want to take my ice and put it. I want to make it cold. What am I supposed to do? So there's an Eitzah. The Mishabur says, the Sefer Trumas really says that even though you're not allowed to melt something by putting it near something hot, but if I put the let's say the ice cube in a cup of water, or a cup of soda, or a cup of wine, and it's going to dissolve, it's going to melt, but it's not going to be nicker that it's melting, because I don't see the creation of the water, so then it's mutter. So now, just the gather of this nicker story, it doesn't mean if I have an orange juice ices, or an orange juice concentrate, and I put into my and I need my orange juice on Shabbos, and I put my orange juice in my pitcher of water next to the stove so it melts faster. So it's nicker, because it used to be white, now it's orange. That's not called nicker. Nicker means it has to be its own entity. The thing that was created has to be nicker, then now there's a new thing here.
So if you leave ice in a glass, in a plain glass without water, and it's not a problem.
Oh, so to put it next to in a cup next to a flame would be usser. What about putting something in room temperature? I take it out of my freezer, I want to put it on my table. Well, many people, they want to bring a bowl of ice to the table. So they take it out of the freezer, empty the ice tray, put it in a bowl on the table. So what's the halacha? On the one hand, this is doing the same thing. You're putting it from a cold place to a warmer place. It's going to melt. I did an action. But on the other hand, it's very like a pardon the pun, it's watered down. The action is very schwach that I'm not really doing anything to melt it. So, most paiskim say it's mutter. The Pan Beiris, the Shevet Alevi, the Yashiv, Scheinberg, they say that putting something to room temperature is mutter. It's fine. Even like the Sefer Trumas. But Rosh Zalman is machmer. Rosh Zalman says that you shouldn't put ice into an empty cup without water in it, because then it's going to be nicker, even to room temperature. So, what's the Eitzah like of Rosh Zalman? So, I think the Eitza is, and I saw in Rabbi Ribiat's book, he brings this down, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Chof, that let's say I have a thing of ice, or let's say I have a ice blocking something, I need to break it, so I'm allowed to break the ice in Shabbos. The breaking the ice is going to, something's going to melt, there's some liquid that's going to form from the breaking of the ice, so it's mutter. So the Mishmur explains two reasons why it's mutter. And that's recently a dime, I'm actually crushing it. So he says it's mutter. Why? So the Mishmur says, first of all, because Abeinu Mischaven, I'm not having intention when I crack that ice to create a liquid. I want a cracked ice because I need a cracked ice for whatever reason. I don't care about the liquid. So the Mishmur says that's not the malacha. The lashon of the Gemara was Bishvil Sheyazu Meimav, Kidei to get that new creation. If it's not Kidei to get that creation, then the Rabbanu weren't guys of this malacha, this Isser. Not a Dorshin Mischaven, just that's not the malacha. But the lashon of the Mishmur is then Mischaven. And Shem Zalman's lashon happens to be when he says that you can't put the ice into the empty cup, he says, if you're planning on using the water that's going to melt. So then you're having in mind for the malach of the creation, so then you can't do it. But if I'm not having kavanah for the water, I don't care about the water. Like when you bring your ice cubes to the table, I don't care about the water that's going to form afterwards. I want the ice. Happens to be, it's going to melt. So then it should be mutter. And the second reason the Mishmura says is because the water that's created when I crack ice in Simon Shinchach, I don't care about that water. I'm throwing it out afterwards. So too by Reb Shlomo Zalman's case, in our cases when we put the ice cubes on the table, I'm not doing it. It's similar svara of the first svara of Mishabura. But if it's Hilch Ibor, then I have no intention at all of drinking that water, and therefore it's mutter.
But couldn't tell the person you like to get a just in the water if you want the water?
Yeah, because it's room temperature, so it's not called even a maisa. Even like the Sefer Trumas, even put room temperature wouldn't be called a maisa. Okay, so just to summarize where we have so far, everyone agrees that it's usher to crush something via dayim from a liquid to a solid to a liquid. So if you have a ice pop or a frozen concentrate and you want to shake it or you want to take a spoon and crush it, it's usher to get to liquid. Now if I crush it and it's just going to become like slush, not really liquid, I don't think that's called a new entity. It's not from liquid to solid, solid to liquid. It's just a less dense type of solid. But if I actually create a liquid, then it'll be usher.
So if you have a partially frozen soda bottle...
A partially frozen, so then it's already liquid in it. So clearly it's not nicker, the stuff that I'm crushing.
So you would be allowed to shake it in order to get it out of the bottle.
So
If you take a soda and you put it in the freezer to cool off for Shabbat, you forget it, there it turns into a block of ice, and you take it out and you use it by spoon, that shake is now by melt. Is that allowed?
Which part allowed? You're allowed to forget it in. You're allowed to, now that it's black ice, you're allowed to take it out and put it in room temperature. And yeah, so everything you did was fine.
No,
according to the Rishon Lezion, maybe you can't. But most places say that if you're doing it through room temperature, it'll be okay.
In that case, you might want the liquid.
Right. In that case, you want the liquid, so then Rishon Lezion, yeah, you'd have to put somehow like water in the soda bottle or something.
Wait, so you mean like...
There must matter b'di'eved, that it's eis atzayrich, so I guess if you really, really need soda, or if yeah, right. Right, so some people do that. Some people, if they want to bring out ice to the table, so they put water on the bottom, so it'll be bottle, it won't be nicker when it melts. But this would be mutter even without that. So there's a shaila. What if I have an ice cube in a cup of water? So we said you're not allowed to do risik via dime, you're not allowed to crush with your hands, but you're allowed to put it into water if it will melt on its own in the water because it won't be nicker. What about if I put the ice cube in the water? Can I crush the ice cube now via dime? So I'm doing risik via dime, but it's not nicker. So many paiskim say it's to be machmer. The Mishnah Berurah says to be machmer. The Rebbe Shlomo Zalman says to be machmer. Achash Shulchan. Many paiskim say to be machmer. The Chayyadim says to be makel. There are those who are makel, but most places, it seems, say to be machmer.
So that would be the same as the partially frozen soda
bottle. Right, because then if you do it via dayim, so then it's with liquid, but you're doing via dayim.
Yeah, but you're not making liquid, you're just making it.
If I want it to be liquid, it ends up...
I'm trying to make it open.
No, so they discuss if I have a frozen ice cube tray and I want to pour some water on it to make it easier to loosen up, so then that's mutter because there's mamish nothing there that's coming out. Oh, so you gotta pour to make something melt. So you're allowed to pour, if I have ice in my cup, you're allowed to pour water or something onto it. Right, so the Magaram says pouring is called risik b'idayim. So the paiskim, the Az Nidbur is a whole tshuva that the paiskim discuss. So coffee, if I want to have coffee on Shabbos, so forget about the bishul issue. So already everyone has 14 cups. So you use your 14 cups, now okay, take care of the bishul issue. Now the Mishmur brings down the Yaris Tvash that for tzivea, you should put the coffee in first. Because if we put the coffee in second, I'm coloring the liquid. So fine, put the coffee in first. But the Az Nidbur brings up, he says, I understand, if I put the coffee in first, then I pour the water on top, so I'm liquefying the granules of coffee. So Az Nidbur says, really, he says, really, you should prepare your coffee before Shabbos. Anyway, most places in the Chazanish, everyone says mutter to do that because I'm not liquefying coffee. First of all, it's not nicker because just because the water became dark, we said the coffee itself is not nicker on its own. So it's not nicker. We said this mutter anyway. So it's risik b'yadayim, but it's not nicker. So you have the chayadam. That it's risik b'yadayim and it's inside a cup. Right, but other Chazanish says coffee doesn't turn into liquid; it just spreads thin. Right? They say the same shaila. If I have a sugar cube inside my coffee, so you gotta use the spoon to like push it against the side to crush it. So yeah, Chazanish says that it's not really melting; it's not turning from a solid to a liquid. It's a solid that you know dispenses.
Why isn't that every solid?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
It's not ice. Ice goes from a solid to a liquid. To a gas.
So we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to do risuk when you're not mechav. So there's a lot of examples, and you're allowed to do risuk when it's that when you're not mechav. I'm not doing bechlal for the melting of the solid. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to walk on snow. What are you? How you walk on snow? When you walk on snow, you're melting the snow. So the Teretz is, you're melting the snow, but I'm not doing it to melt the snow. I'm doing it to walk. So it's mutter.
Can you shovel snow?
Yeah, you probably can shovel snow. Snow is not muksa. Yeah, snow is not muksa. Okay. So salting the sidewalk is really the same thing, like the same rachumas. I'm doing a risik v'yadayim, even though some say it's more grumma because it happens later on, but I'm doing a risik v'yadayim to melt the snow. But the paiskim say that even the Rambam who's machmer by risuk, when it's not nicker, because nothing's nicker when I melt the snow with the salt. So even though it's not nicker, but we're machmer, like the, let's say it is nicker. But the Sefer Truma says that you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do a maisa. You're not allowed to do a maisa to melt the thing. So, but okay. But the Ramah says, when it's Esa Tzayrach, you're allowed. So why else are you salting your ice? So no one slips. So Rabbi Solbelsky at many places say that you're allowed to salt your walkway, your path, because you're doing it so no one slips. So it would fall into the category of Yisrael Tzayrech of the Ramah and Bimoter. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, he brings out a Machlekes, Maram and the Rosh, if a person has to go to the bathroom, and there's no bathrooms around, there's no middle of a field, or maybe in the times of the Gemara where they didn't have bathrooms, so are you allowed to go to the bathroom on the snow? Because it's Risik V'Yadayim, I'm the person is urinating on the snow and he's causing the snow to melt. It's severe. So.
It's the color going to what?
No, so like the Arzash.
Right, it's good.
No, because I'm coloring. So the Maram Rutenberg says, yeah, you're allowed. The Rosh is not allowed. Mishra Passim's like the Maram, you're allowed. Why? Because in Mishavim, the Gain says, it's mutter. Why? Because I'm not trying to melt the snow, happens to be, that's what happens when a person goes to the bathroom in the snow. But since then, it's chavim, it's mutter. The Mishmur says, listen, if it doesn't cause any problems, so yeah, it's better not to go to the bathroom in the snow, like the rush. But that's what's mutter. But Rishon Zalman has another very interesting kula. I don't know exactly how it fits with the words of the Rishonim, but Rishon Zalman says, even though you're not allowed to take an ice cube and melt it into water, or crush it into water, but let's say a person has frozen milk and he has no milk left. Okay, maybe that's Eset Tzayrach. He has milk left, so he wants to defrost his milk. So Rishon Zalman says you're allowed to defrost milk. Why? Because he says the Isser of Risuk is not creating a liquid or creating a salad. He says it's creating a Meichel from a Mashke or a Mashke from a Meichel. Well, I don't know how he knows that because the Sefer Trumas, his Lashon is from a liquid to a solid and a solid to a liquid. But that's what Rishon Zalman says. And here it brings a raya from sleep, though. He says the halacha is that if a person wants to squeeze a pri that no one uses for the mashke, you're allowed to squeeze it, even if you want the mashke. You're creating a liquid. It used to be a solid, now it's a liquid. Taisa says that it's not a liquid. You're not creating a drink from a eichel. It's an eichel. Happens to be, it's a liquid eichel. You have your cucumber and you squeeze it and you have cucumber juice. It's a cucumber in liquid form. Because since it's everyone uses that as a meichel, it's called a meichel. So Rishon Zalman says the same thing by Meilet. If I have milk, no one uses frozen milk. The whole tachlis of milk is to drink. So therefore, milk is always a liquid. It's always a mashke. So even when it's frozen, it's a mashke. You pump, can't drink. So therefore, he says a lot of
the
frozen.
The same thing. It would never be
the soda. No, soda is
no
icy.
One eats frozen soda.
Yeah, sure. It's Slurpee.
Okay, and milkshake. And if you want to take soup out of the freezer, so
right, soup to put soup into the freezer. No one eats soup.
Or
ice cream. It's the same thing with ice cream. Ice cream is always a food. Happens to be sometimes more solid, more liquid, but it's always a food. So then we mutter to crush it, to take it out of the freezer, all be mutter. So making ice, are you allowed to put ice into the freezer? To put water into the freezer? The ingredients of ice cream is eggs and probably sugar. So it's food. So are you allowed to make ice? So l'chaira, making ice, is creating a solid from a liquid. So most paiskim say that you should not make ice in Shabbos. Now, if it's Neis HaTzeirich, the Levush says included in Neis HaTzeirich is if a person has guests and, you know, he wants to serve ice, so then you'd be allowed to. So they say from a Moshe that you're allowed to make ice if you have guests.
Miami summer.
Well, or Miami in the summer, right. So
how
does it
accident left
the machine
on? Can you use ice? It comes out on Shabbos?
That's electricity, Shiloh. That's not a Moshe,
Shiloh. Does the milk thing work for freeze packs? Because nobody drinks warm freeze packs.
So there are svaras. Some say svaras why making ice would be more kuladik than making water, because Rishon Zalman says the better tachlis of water is water. Sometimes you need ice, but since the mila of water is water, so then it's worse to make water than to make ice. But most places say it's better not to make ice, and therefore a person should not make water ice on Shabbos. Okay, shkayach. Thank you.